Shalom, today's daf yomi is Brachos daf Nun Aleph, Brachos 51 on top of Nun Aleph, from an Aleph on top of 51a. The Gemara raises the following question with respect to somebody who eats food and forgot to make the blessing before eating the food. Till what point can the person make the blessing that is supposed to be recited before eating the food? So, bo minei Rav Chista. So the question was asked of Rav Chista, Misha Achal Vashata, if somebody ate bread or he drank wine, Vul Berech, and the person forgot to make the blessing before eating the bread or drinking the wine, and the person then remembered in the middle of the meal, Mao Sheyachsor or Vivarech, should the person go back and make a blessing now that they forgot to make the blessing and they're going to continue eating the food? So says Rav Chista, what kind of question is this? If a person ate garlic and his breath smells as a result of this, should we say to the person who wants to get rid of the smelly breath, he should go back and eat more garlic so that his breath smells even more? So too in our circumstances, because a person violated this sin by forgetting to make the blessing, should he go back and eat again without making the blessing? The commentaries also wonder, like, what is even the thought process behind the question? If he wants to eat more food, of course he would have to make a blessing, because he didn't eat food. Anytime you eat, you have to make the blessing. So even if he forgot it beforehand, why would we think he wouldn't have to make the blessing? So some want to suggest that's because we might have thought that since he's already full from the food, maybe he wouldn't have to make a blessing on the food now. But the logic of Rav Chista is, no, of course you would have to make the blessing. This argument of Rav Chista reminds me of a case in a court in Vermont. What happened was, I remember reading about this more than 10 years ago, that there was a person who was in prison and he has requested kosher food. And the prison guards caught this person eating non-kosher food, even though he requested kosher food. So then they went to court, and the prisoner said, I'm entitled to have kosher food. But the prison guard said, yeah, but we saw you eating non-kosher food. So there was a rabbi in the courtroom, and the judge turned to the rabbi and said, what should we do in this circumstance? He says he wants kosher food, but we caught him eating non-kosher food. So the rabbi said, well, if you're a diabetic and it's dangerous for you to eat sugar, and we catch you eating sugar once, should we make you eat more sugar? No, of course not. And so that was an argument that swayed the judge. But back to our text, Ravina says, therefore, Amar Ravina, back to our text of our Gemara, Ravina said, Hilkach, therefore, since Rav Chista said that somebody remembers in the middle of the meal that they didn't make the blessing, should go back and make the blessing now, it should be the same law, Afil Gamar Sudaso, Yachzor Veivarech, even if the person finished their meal, we should say that they should go back and make the blessing after the meal. So if that's the case, what's the support the Gemara wants to give for Ravina? The Tanya, because we weren't in a Braisa. Taval, if a person needs to go into the mikvah, and the person immerses in the mikvah of Allah, and then they come out from the mikvah, Omer Baliyaso, they say after they come up from the mikvah, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kidishanu B'mitzvosav V'tzivanu Al HaTfilah, blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the universe, who sanctified us with his commandments and commanded us about the immersion. And so we see from here that it's clear from this braisa that somebody who immerses makes the blessing after they've already immersed. And from this point we see that also somebody who's finished their meal can make the blessing after the meal. And so therefore in this circumstance too, must be the Ravina says, because Ravina must be of the position that by immersion we say that ideally a person should make the blessing beforehand, and it's only the case where the person didn't make the blessing beforehand that the person makes it afterwards. So too in the case of the meal, if the person didn't make the blessing beforehand, the person should make the blessing afterwards. That's the Gemara's logic in bringing this braisa as a support text. But the Gemara then rejects the braisa. The Gemara says, no, that's not the case. Velohi, this is an inadequate proof. Why is this an inadequate proof? Because there's a distinction between the two cases. Hasam meikara gavra lo chazi. There, by the case of the immersion, before the immersion, the person was unable to make the blessing. What's the reason why the person was unable to make the blessing? Because most of the immersions So there's going to be different approaches about why the person was unable to make the blessing before the immersion. But before we explain the different approaches, we'll finish what the Gemara says. And the Gemara says, in the case of the immersion, a person couldn't make the blessing beforehand. Therefore, we were forced to have him make the blessing afterwards. However, in this case, the person was capable of making the blessing on the bread beforehand. And so therefore, since he was capable of making the blessing beforehand, all the idchi, since he didn't make the blessing and now there's no more food, he wouldn't make the blessing afterwards. So therefore, the Gemara rejects this, the proof of Ravina. Why is a person not capable of making a blessing before immersing in the mikvah? So Rashi says, Rashi's explanation is because since most immersions that a man does are for somebody who has a seminal mission, so therefore a sage has instituted that in all immersions a person should make the blessing after immersion, even by those immersions which a person is able to make the blessing beforehand. And so that is the approach of Rashi. Tosfos says, no, what we're talking about here is immersion of somebody who's converting. It's because before they immerse, they are not able to make the blessing. And because the blessing says, Asher kedishanam zosav etzivanu ala tefillah, that you commanded us on the immersion. And the person who's not Jewish is not commanded. And so therefore, since the person couldn't make the blessing beforehand, therefore they make the blessing afterwards. Tosfos gives a third explanation, that what's the reason why the blessing takes place after the immersion? Because before the immersion, we're afraid that the person won't go through with the immersion out of a fear of the water. So those are the three reasons why when somebody immerses, the blessing should be done after the fact and not before the immersion.